Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Caning It by Barry Hill. Following a little accident that Lex and I had recently, the poor lad has had to go to doggy hospital for a while, so I've had to blow the dust off my long cane and brush up on the use of it. Like riding a bike, I soon got back into the swing of it, but even the best can come unstuck now and then. The route into town for me is not long, and I only have to cross two roads, really. Well, two roads, three entrances into a factory, one drop curb for council lawnmowers to get onto some common land, and a large car park entrance. Sounds easy enough. Yeah, on paper it is, but in practice... Getting to the end of my street is easy enough, as there is a wall all the way. It's easy enough unless it's bin day. Do you think that the people who first came up with the concept of wheelie bins and recycled bins being left out for collection only thought it would be a minor inconvenience for the butler to put them outside the gatehouse? Either that, or they just didn't give a damn. I would have used a better swear word here, but I thought I'd keep this blog more PG. About the obstacle course that visually impaired people and wheelchair users have to go through every fortnight. I suspect that they might rethink if the bins were left in the road. Not that I'm suggesting that we push them in the road. Oh no, that would be thoughtless. Possibly even dangerous. Getting across the first road is easy enough, unless there is a ninja electric car coming. Imagine the insurance phone call on that. Driver, I'd like to make a claim for damage to my car when I hit a blind man. Insurance. Laughter. Click. Driver, hello? Is anyone there? Setting off down the hill is okay too. I know to watch out for the dog shit on the left. It clogs up the roller on my cane, don't you know? So I keep to the curbside, tapping the curb on each sweep so that I know that I'm pretty much on course. I usually forget to duck under the overhanging tree, but I can't judge where that is anyway, so I just keep my eyes shut, and the face wash when it's been raining is refreshing, really. For a while, I'm motoring down the hill following the curb. I can get up quite a speed when I'm comfortable about where I am. Not so much when the curb disappears at the first entrance into the factory. Damned either way, I can't even follow the wall as this turns into an open gate. What I tend to do here is to slow the hell right down and try and walk in a straight line. The thing is, it's been proven that we don't walk in a straight line without some sort of aid. Go on, if you can see. Try it. Go to a safe space, like a car park or a field, focus on a distant object, shut your eyes and walk for at least 30 seconds. Bet you a fiver you've veered off. For sighted people to walk straight, they rely on their eyes. For me, it's walls or curbs. No walls or curbs, no walkie straight. So what I tend to do is go for the self-preservation option, which is away from the road. Yeah, 99.99% of motorists would notice an idiot walking in the road swinging a samurai sword. Nod to Bolton Police. But I really don't want to gamble on that, not coming across the bonnet of that 0.01%, thank you very much. Once I get carefully past that entrance, I can find the curb again, hoping that I have actually got past that entrance and am not about to wander into traffic before the curb starts again. Curb found, I get a trot on, until the next entrance and the process starts again. There's three of these entrances to make my walk that little bit more adventurous. Well, if life was easy, it wouldn't be as much fun. Actually, keep the fun. I'll take easy, please. As you can imagine, it takes some effort, concentration, and a little bit of luck to negotiate these entrances. Most of the time, I do it okay. Once or twice, I've gone into the factory yard and had to negotiate my way back out again. No problem, really. Yeah, feel slightly stupid, but no harm done. However, last week, I went past one of these entrances and was trying to find the curb again. I remember thinking that the path was particularly smooth, and then a car came up slowly behind me. Right behind me, and not to my right. Bums. Glad he or she wasn't a 0.01% dickhead driver. The next obstacle is a road crossing into the factory main gate. This is always wider than I remember. Put it this way, if it was any wider, I would get a taxi across. The problem with it being wide is that it gives me more scope for wandering at an angle. Reference that shutting your eyes thing. Of course, I err away from the main road and consequently end up halfway down the path to the river towpath where undesirables used to hang out. They may still hang out down there, I don't know. I'm not inclined to give my wallet and iPhone to some druggy scumbag. Once across the super-wide road, it's pretty plain sailing for a while right up to the drop curb where the council lawnmowers have to get onto the common land. I've always wanted to have a go on one of those. That and to operate a digger. That's two more on my bucket list. Anyway, as the drop curb for the lawnmower is quite steep, I can find it okay if I'm careful. Good job, really, as it's right next to the Nutter roundabout. There are only three roads that come together at this roundabout, but there's also an entrance to Matalan. I don't know what happens to people in there, but they seem to come out with this superiority, I've got the God-given right to come out of this entrance without giving a shit about anyone else on the road complex. Add a blind man wandering into the melee and there would be a newspaper headline. Around the corner, there's another wide entrance, this time into a car park. This one has a long, sweeping, round curb, but it also has dropped curbs and an island in the middle of the entrance, also with dropped curbs. This is a very useful indicator of where I am. What I do is follow the rounded corner to the dropped curb, cross to the island, and then cross to the other side. No worries. Well, this is what I try to do. What I did today was to misjudge the angle of the bend, come off the dropped curb at an angle and wander off into the car park. After a little bit of to and froing, probably looking like a North Korean mine detector, I thought I'd found the island with the dropped curbs. With a sigh of relief, I set off to find the opposite side, only to find another island with dropped curbs. There's only a car park full of the bastard things. Right, Barry, stop and listen for traffic on the main road and head for that. Great plan, if the traffic hadn't just decided that it didn't want to be traffic anymore. Seriously, this road is always busy, but not when I need it. It was like Candid Camera were around the corner tittering while they stopped the traffic. The next bit I get a weird kick out of is if the traffic is on go. It's a Pelican Crossing with the secret thimble underneath the box with the button. I stand there holding on to the box as if for support, but always have my eyes shut. Then, when the cone starts to rotate, I set off. I imagine that anyone watching is amazed that I can sense that the green man has lit up. Little things. The rest of my walk into town is pretty easy in comparison, despite bins, A-boards, poles, pedestrians, cafes and shops spilling out onto the pavement and buskers. At least I can handle those the same every time. Why do I put myself through all of this? Well, it's cheaper than whitewater rafting.